Whether we like it or not, conflict will be part of our lives. And I hope not daily. Now, in our interactions with other people, there will likely be some form of conflict. Even from as petty as first impressions, or I don't like the way you look. No. We might agree or disagree with ideologies or political opinions. And they say that how you handle conflict usually show who you are, your character. And there is a temptation to want to join in the chorus that suggests that we do things our way when we are faced with conflicts. It's akin to Frank Sinatra's famous song, "I Did It My Way," right? It's my way or the highway. You see, in the early church, in our first reading, we see that there was a conflict. There was a conflict that was brewing, but thank God it was resolved. What's perhaps so beautiful about this conflict is that despite its major implications, it is resolved in just 29 verses in the Acts of the Apostles. Well, we may not be able to resolve our conflict in 29 verses. And to be honest, neither did the early church. And this conflict that they experienced revolved around two cultural and religious groups. Essentially, the Jewish Christians, the Jews who were converted to the way. They were attracted to the practice of the early church that they converted. And then there's this other group, not Jews. We call them the Gentiles. So there was this conflict between them. And the question was, should the Gentile believers have to follow the rules and the laws of the Jewish Christians? And case in point was the issue about circumcision. And in the end, there was a compromise, if you will. Compromise was stuck. The Gentile believers need not be circumcised and would need only to follow certain prescriptions of the law, alleviating burdens upon them. We could say that what a wonderful compromise, and how wonderful that they were able to come to it through dialogue, through conversations. But the early church did not view it as a compromise. The early church saw it as more than a compromise. It's something more. They understood it in faith, as we hear from the gospel, as the decision of the Holy Spirit. It's the decision of the Holy Spirit. It was the Holy Spirit who guided them to an understanding. And this is the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit that Christ was talking about in our gospel, the Advocate, that he announced to his disciples that would remain, that will be sent to them and will remain with them. In our gospel, Christ was already preparing his disciples of his eventual ascension, which we will be celebrating this coming Sunday, Feast of the Ascension. And then the following Sunday after that is the Pentecost, the descent of the Holy Spirit. But this is the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, that Christ told his disciples would remain with them. The same Holy Spirit that would give them this peace as the fruit, as the effect of this Holy Spirit that will be given to them. It's the same sanctifying Spirit that Lila will be baptized into. The Holy Spirit will sanctify Lila. The same Spirit whose presence guided the early church. It was the same Holy Spirit that reminded the apostles and the early church of the things that Christ had taught them. His example, his words, his teachings. Yes, and it was also the same Spirit who in their reflections gave them the courage to open their hearts and minds to the needs of the Gentile believers. Was the Holy Spirit. And I suppose with the Holy Spirit, anything is possible in 29 verses. We may need more than 29 verses, though, as we wade into the conflict that affects our local church and the universal church. I don't think we are blind or we are sensitized or desensitized to the issues facing the church now. From the abuse, the sexual abuse scandal, which is a horrible thing, to some corruptions maybe happening within the clergy or in the diocese itself. And then just lately, the California Senate just passed a law that would force priests to break the seal of the confession. And we pray that the Holy Spirit will guide as they repeal that law. So there's a lot of conflict, but even still within all this conflict, something remains the same. That the Holy Spirit is with us. That the Holy Spirit is with us. The peace of God left to the apostles is being breathed upon us even today. Even here at St. Paul, we have our own conflicts. Maybe as one of that is whether we should have 6 candles instead of 2. Some parishioners have told me that they can see me as I'm short enough as it is. Or the tabernacle be placed at the center, or the crucifix be placed at the center. The question is, are our hearts open to the breath of the Holy Spirit amid all these conflicts? Are our hearts open to the breath of the Holy Spirit upon our cultural conflicts? We know that I am a Filipino, so I have my own cultural background. And there's one Filipino lady that would attend here as well. But we have a big Hispanic community here as well, and it is growing. So are we open to the breath of the Holy Spirit upon our cultural differences, the cultural misunderstandings? Are our hearts open to the peace of the Holy Spirit when we bump into each other as we, as one community, share the same space? Are our hearts open to the life of the Holy Spirit when we have disagreements with each other? Yes, brothers and sisters, conflicts will arise. And yet, as a Christian community, we are to keep our hearts open. Open to the Holy Spirit who will guide us and remind us that all conflicts that arise are of no meaning if we truly believe together that Jesus Christ, who was crucified, who died, was risen from the dead. The resurrection, brothers and sisters, should change everything for us. Christ is risen from the tomb. Today we claim as a community that instead of doing it my way, that we do it God's way. We are open to the Spirit to guide us. It's the same Spirit who will hover upon the gift of bread and wine and transform them into the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The same Spirit that will hover upon us. The same Spirit who gives life to these gifts and makes them holy will make us holy. The same Spirit who guided the early church will guide us also as we move along, as we journey through our faith, through our life. Amen?
Amen.
And now that the Holy Spirit will come, well, the Holy Spirit is here, but the sanctifying gift of the Holy Spirit will be poured upon Lila in his baptism.